Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Noah just got back from the Prague cruise, but I can tell her mind is still at sea. She keeps calling me Captain and she insists on playing awful music. Oh wait, that's what she always does. Never mind, here's the show.
Oh, Chuck, come on.
Not everyone thinks it's awful. And I just can't handle a big, meaty steak.
Oh, wow.
But I handled several meaty steaks on the Prague cruise.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. We have so much to talk about. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. I'm Rob. That was Noah. Here with 3D.
Yo.
And Sid.
Hello.
And we got a great show. Noah, you
How
just...
How do you know we have a great show?
I can tell.
This is pre-recorded.
I visited a psychic. Before coming over here, and she was like, "Oh, your show's gonna be great tonight."
But wouldn't that part he was saying also be pre-recorded too?
No, the intro is live, and then now we're gonna go watch a movie.
Oh, no one told me. Cool.
We're gonna go see the Monuments Men.
Before the show, Noah was eating a chocolate donut. Sid, what were you saying?
She had chocolate all over her lips. She had duty lips.
She had duty lips.
And I missed that.
Teeth. Yeah, you missed.
Don't worry.
Duty
I'm
going to
continue
teeth.
Eating this donut throughout the show, so I'm going to have duty lips for a while.
You shouldn't have
talk
told
to
her.
Duty lips by giving us a call. 646.
Where do you put your duty?
929-1357.
You alerted her, and she wipes.
Little duty wipes.
I used a wet nap too. Mm.
They want to know in the chat if Mike Portnoy played Moshiach.
I think so.
Speaking of Moshiach, we're going to have Yakir from Israeli metal band Hammer Cult calling in. We're going to ask him about
originals.
We're going to ask him about Moshiach.
Like intro music.
Oh, sure. I hope so. Yeah, that's how we're going to bring him on.
He's coming on. He's very Jewy.
He's coming on what?
Our show.
Oh.
All over it.
We can get him to translate this. Is this definitely Hebrew or is this Yiddish?
I think it's Yiddish.
Well, maybe he knows anyway.
We'll know soon enough for sure. He's going to be calling in.
How much free metal injection promotion do we have to offer him to do a metal cover of that song?
Oh.
I mean, the amount that he would get just from the airplay of that song.
That needs to be the goal of the interview, to convince him to do that.
I'm interested. He's a metal injection fan, so I think it might work out just fine. So, Noah, tell us about the cruise. Where did you go? What islands?
Staten.
What?
Staten Island?
We went to Great Stirrup Cay in the Bahamas, which was the private island that the Norwegian Cruise Line owned. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
Wow, the cruise line owns an island.
Do they own any of the natives?
Yes, the natives work there.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And we did like a jet ski excursion, and the guy was telling us how... Well, he took us to this one island where he said the natives used to sell cocaine until the government busted them, the American government busted them.
Right, and off the plant, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And he said that island is for sale for $2.9 million. So, Rob, sell metal injection, you can buy that island.
I would love to have my own island.
How many more times opening for the Deftones before Jake can afford that island?
That seems pretty cheap, though, for an island.
Yeah, exactly. Like in the Bahamas? With
like, you can barely buy, like, a one-bedroom apartment in Midtown for that kind of money.
There must be something wrong with it. Like, it has cancer underneath the sand or something. You know?
No,
like,
I mean, there's no plumbing. You know, you'd have to...
Well,
like,
there's
get
something
a
wrong with it.
At the beach.
Yeah, it's
right,
your island.
But then you don't have a turlet. You got to do it in the beach.
A turlet?
Yeah.
There's
some seaweed to wipe. You're fine.
You give it a month.
Starfish.
Darren is really sensitive about seaweed. Don't.
Yeah.
I think he'd be okay wiping his ass with it. Just don't eat it.
Darren? Would you be all right with a little seaweed on your bum?
No seaweed.
Darren! Darren!
No, I would wipe my ass with it. I just want to eat it.
It would be nice and soft.
But it'll probably break apart. Unless it was wet, I guess.
But if I have that much money to own an island, I could just bring toilet paper, right?
Right.
But then where does the toilet paper go when you're done with it?
In the ocean.
Okay. That's fair.
Where else would it go?
Then that ocean won't stay blue for much longer.
I guess I haven't thought this out that well. You know, you would need like waste removal and all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm just putting it out there. I mean, we're not millionaires. Just
get a catapult, maybe? Just catapult it further out into the ocean?
In Injectionvania? What would I call it? Metal Slovakia?
Needs work.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite parts of the cruise, which I'm sure Rob can relate, was the buffet, which was open from 6 a.m. until 2 a.m.
Now, was it the same food the whole time, or like would they have like breakfast buffet, then lunch buffet, then dinner buffet?
They changed the food around. There was a lot of sausage. and on top
you
of
know
buffet,
how much I love sausage.
I know. And what you would love even more than that was that there was a whole section dedicated to desserts. Which were available.
You know how much I love desserts.
From 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. And they had like ice cream.
I love Virginia.
They had ice cream.
Oh, my God. Shrimp. Was there shrimp?
There was a shrimp salad.
No. Yeah. That doesn't work. That's like a little too healthy. I know mayonnaise.
Look at that. Healthy. Shrimp covered in mayonnaise is too healthy.
Too healthy.
But yes. Shrimp cocktail without the mayonnaise.
Yes.
That's better.
That's
worse.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
There was a suggestion for what you should call your island in the chat, Pasbania.
That's not bad.
Oh, Pasbania.
Isn't that your sister's nickname?
No.
No? All right. Could be.
Is there some sexual reference buried in there that I'm not getting?
No, it's just a feminized version of Pasbani.
Oh, I got it.
Young Pasbania. What is her nickname? Does she have one? If she doesn't have one, let's make one up.
She doesn't have one anymore because she's not in high school.
Oh, come on. You have a nickname. You're not in high school.
That's true.
Noah's Duty Lips. She's not in high school. Rabba is Rabba.
That's me.
There's a lot of duty on that donut.
Duty donut.
What kind of... Is that just like chocolate frosting, basically? Or what's going on there?
It's chocolate and sea salt.
Oh, come on. Why?
That seems
it's good.
Pointless.
Because the salt opens up your taste buds so you can taste the chocolate more.
What?
Dirty duty.
Yeah, that's a lie that the people who make that donut told you. They probably just got like an extra shipment of sea salt and they're like, what the fuck are we going to do with this? Let's tell them that it actually makes the chocolate chocolatier. Somebody will buy it. It's Williamsburg.
These hipsters will believe anything.
Exactly.
So what bands did you see, Noah?
Excuse me.
You're excused.
She's wiping.
I have to wipe the duty off my lips.
She's wipe good, will you?
I saw a bunch of bands. I watched Transatlantic, which is one of the bands that Mike Portnoy was playing with, which had a guy. The thing about the cruise, it was much different than the crowd on 70,000 Tons. Because this crowd was more, like, family-oriented and or older.
So an older crowd. People brought their families?
Yeah, there were several families and, like, young children.
That were there for the music, or it was just, like, a regular cruise that happened to have music on it?
Oh, no. The parents were there for the music,
okay.
And the kids were just dragged along. I watched this band, Håkon.
They were just someone in the chat was a Campion was asking if you saw Håkon.
Yeah,
isn't
they were
a
really
lyric
great.
In Moshia? He says Håkon like 8 times.
And
Håkon.
And while I was watching Håkon, I met a band from Israel.
Oh wow, was it Hammer Cult?
It wasn't Hammer Cult. It was a band called No Reflection, who played the smaller stage. They were some of the bands that Mike Portnoy picked out, like you know. Lesser-known bands, like unsigned bands.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did I watch? I watched The Safety Fire, Periphery, Devin Townsend.
How are Periphery?
They were great. There was like this little mosh pit that started.
Of like 40-year-old guys and their kids?
Well, I guess there were some older guys there, but it was more like the crowd was much younger.
For Periphery, yeah.
Yeah, and I was standing there watching them. And all of a sudden, you know, like the mosh pit broke out, and there wasn't a lot of movement for most of the bands. So this guy who's sitting next to me, he's like, "Are you okay?" Like, yeah.
You were like 7 miles away from the pit.
Well, I mean, it was like a very
it wasn't even
peaceful...
a, it was like, yeah, just people bumping into each other.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly.
Slightly aggressively.
Right.
Clearly that guy didn't read the article that you were in about girls going to metal shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Should have been prepared.
I also watched PSMS, which was Portnoy.
Women getting angry about the cruise.
Like a vagina monologue type
of
thing.
Sure, I had to make sure I said it correctly. It was Mike Portnoy, Tony McAlpine, Billy Sheehan, and what's that guy's name? Derek Sheridan or something?
Did they play River Runs Red in its entirety?
Yeah.
Get it?
There's Terry only Huber. Shrimp salad on this cruise!
That would be Rob on the cruise. He'd jump overboard.
Rob would get PSMS on that cruise.
So tell us about the dinner situation. What kind of meals were there? You had steak, you've mentioned.
So it was basically like 70,000 tons where they had a dining area.
Yeah.
But this boat was so much bigger. So they actually had two dining rooms, but they offered the same stuff. So I ordered a bunch of appetizers because you could order as many appetizers as you want. And the guy was like, if you don't like the entree, I can get you another one.
Mm.
Damn.
So I did have steak. But it was weird because I guess because they buy so much meat. That it was kind of bland.
Mm-hmm. Mm, because it's just so mass cooked. Like this, there's
yeah. 50, A1 on there?
50 yeah. steaks they were cooking at once.
I feel like they have to, like it's not real meat. It's
right.
Just, like engineered to look like steak.
It's just that old workers who died at sea and they're like, just process there.
Basically, I mean, you know, just like thinking about that whole operation, it's basically like a moving island. There's so many people that work there and they're from like all over the world.
Yeah, they were on that boat for like 6 months at a time. I remember I was asking one of them on their 70,000 tons. It's like when we leave, they're still hanging out for 6 months.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they just have each other.
Yeah.
You know, and they're on this like very strict schedule, and they have to wear the same outfits every day, and they have to be really nice to people and service.
And on their days off, they're still at work.
Right.
That's why there's so much butt fucking in the Navy. You're just stuck on a boat all this time.
I made sure not to laugh immediately so they could isolate that.
But it's true. That's the freaking Village People had a song about it in the Navy. You're just on a boat with a bunch of other dudes.
Did you know sometime in the 80s, the Navy, someone at the Navy got the bright idea to use that for a promotional campaign, not knowing that it was about butt-fucking dudes in the Navy?
Of course.
Yeah.
The 80s were a lot of, you know, politicians co-opting songs that really did not reflect what they thought they did, like
Born in the USA.
Reagan was born in the USA, exactly. But yeah. It's probably a lot of butt fucking between the people on the crew.
Maybe that's why they walk so funny.
It has nothing to do with the waves.
Like, I guess because of all the recent stories of people getting sick on cruises, every time we entered the buffet area, they sprayed our hands. So, like, these girls would be like, washy washy, happy happy, smiley smiley.
They actually said that?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah. Were they feel like that's all that they can say, because if you ask them a question, they wouldn't.
They just
washy,
kept saying
washy.
That.
Yeah. Washy washy.
Hey, we're in the fuck room.
Cleany cleany, pleasy pleasy.
Yeah. Yeah, those girls are crucial for the butt fuck room.
You reckon enema?
They'll spray you anywhere if you pay them.
Washy washy, buddy buddy.
Yeah. Oh. I had an experience where I had to send food back yesterday.
Oh. Oh, I thought on a cruise, but go ahead.
No, but we just went to Kosi, you know, that stupid chain restaurant?
Yeah.
So
right.
I got a salad there. Let me shut this in the Navy off.
You had to send a salad back?
The guy, I don't want any salad, any dressing. I wanted to eat it. Had a bunch of, you know, meat in there and everything. It was cool.
Mm, say that again?
So I had a bunch of meat inside. And you got that drop? Okay. And it comes to me, and it's got a fucking, like, shitload of dressing all over it. It smells.
What kind of dressing was it?
Oh, like vinaigrette, some kind of, like, balsamic vinaigrette or something. Meh.
What was the rest of the sandwich?
It was just
it was a salad.
A salad.
Oh, salad, I'm sorry.
It had no duty in it, just so you know.
Okay.
That was my next question.
Not
would
interested.
You have sent it back if it had duty?
Well, I didn't just all right. I wouldn't have minded so much, but the guy came over to me and lied in my face. Like he's like, "There's no dressing on that." First he said, I got to back up. First thing I said was, "Is there dressing on this?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, there is." And I said, "Well, I didn't want any."
Yeah.
And he got like he was reassuring me that the dressing was there. And I said, "I don't want any dressing." And he goes, "Oh, no, there's no dressing on there."
So he's basically telling you whatever he thinks you want
to
hear.
And I said, "Well, look at it. It's covered in fucking dressing. Look at it." And he's like, "Oh, I'll be right back." He goes away. He comes back, and he goes, "There isn't any dressing on there. I was confirmed." And I'm like, I held it up. I said, look at it. Don't you see it? What is this stuff? So finally, I went to the manager, and the manager actually gave me the money back for the salad.
Maybe the manager tasted the salad to make sure.
He's like, this is fine. Here you go.
But did you get a replacement salad?
No, I didn't want to even eat there.
Oh, you were done.
I just waited till my girlfriend ate her food, and we left.
Anytime something like that happens, you always feel like the food that they end up giving you is going to have spit in it
exactly.
or something.
Yeah. That's another reason, but generally, I just didn't want to give them any money.
You know what the lesson here is?
What?
Just never order salad.
No, I was going to say.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
That is a good lesson. But that's the only thing that I could really eat there because there's all
what else was on the salad? Just lettuce?
It was like just some sprigs of lettuce and like spinach and a few pieces of chicken.
You need to get the ham and brie and honey mustard sandwich.
What's
it's tasty.
But the
mustard is very spicy.
It's
clears
all
your
fat.
Sinuses.
I can't eat
it's
them.
Tasty,
I'm dieting now.
No.
I got fed up with how I looked.
El Duderino makes a good point. It says a lot about how boring the cruise was when he gets overtaken by stories of salad.
That's true. I was trying to make it more a story about how I got into almost an altercation over a salad, but I apologize if that
I'm
was
I'm sad you didn't pie-face the guy with the salad.
Oh, my God.
Vinaigrette dripping down his face.
Now tell me, is there salad dressing on your face, motherfucker?
Aaron, would you have tossed the salad at him?
I should have. No. I'm sorry if that was boring. I
that
apologize.
Wasn't boring
I was
at
very
all.
Angry.
That was
about
a great
that.
Story.
No, I'm thinking of ham and brie.
Brie Bella. I can't. Every time someone mentions the brie cheese, I think of that like broad from WWE now.
Mm. I think
no,
of
not.
The,
she's very.
I think of the death metal growl. The brie.
I just think of the cheese. You all right, Rob?
Yes.
Okay, good. Any other cruise stories?
So was there like a VIP backstage area?
No,
where did the celebrities stay?
Well, I was looking for Tony McAlpine because I really wanted a picture with him. But the only time I saw him, he was like, he looked really...
Unhappy to be there?
Doped up?
Well, no,
he's a black dude, right?
Yeah.
He was probably the only black dude on the whole fucking
cruise.
No,
there were several.
Well, they
yeah,
all in
King's
the band
X
played.
Yeah. Did they really?
Yeah, but yeah. She
that's
means
one
like...
guy in King's X is black?
Or there many? Were some fans who were not white, Sid.
But were they black?
Yeah.
She had a think.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
She rolled your eyes upwards.
Probably just like Sicilian.
Did
I don't
you?
You
I don't know. I didn't ask them or take any... skin samples or
something. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That would have been interesting.
I don't think
that
you need
a skin
sample to determine
sample.
Someone's black. I think you can just see it.
No, like where they're from.
Oh, right. You should have brought along a big purple curtain, like Shrapnel Records. Take a picture like you're on the front, like on the front of the CD.
There was this one room that looked like a brothel.
Hello.
With a bunch of like velvet curtains.
Maybe it was.
Maybe.
That's
that was
the
fuck
room.
Yeah,
that's
fuck
the
fuck
that's where Tony McAlpine was all the time. You should have just waited in there.
That's why he was so angry.
Clean your bum bum. Clean your bum bum for sex.
Clean bum bum.
Wash.
I also watched this band called the Flower Kings from Sweden. I heard of them like maybe 10 years ago, and I think you would have liked them, Darren, because
really?
They were like
thrashy.
They weren't thrashy, but they were like psychedelic.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah, I think you would like them.
But only me.
Just you. Sid wouldn't like them.
Probably not.
How was Devin Townsend, Animals as Leaders? How were they?
They were really great.
You're just looking like a list of performers now, so you could have more things to ask her.
How was?
So we had this one of that island that the cruise line owned had an all-you-can-eat buffet on there too.
Duh! You're just rubbing it in now.
Well, that particular buffet had ribs, so I had one in your honor.
You know there are all-you-can-eat buffets here, right?
It's not the same. You're not in a tropical environment eating it.
Okay, why does that make a difference?
Because it's nice out.
It's more luxurious.
Yeah. You can jump in a pool. You don't have to go to the bathroom to wipe your hands and clean them.
It's just barbecue sauce floating on top of the little film.
Just jump in the water and boom, you're all clean.
Just throw the peel-and-e shrimp shells in there, whatever. It's like the ocean. Fine.
Sid and I had some peel-and-e shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, everyone got some barbecue.
You got ribs and shrimp.
Yeah.
I would have been very disappointed if you didn't.
My two favorite foods.
Where'd you
offered together. Dinosaur Barbecue in Park Slope.
Oh.
A fantastic establishment.
Really? I didn't like the one uptown.
Oh, I didn't go. But the wings were out of this world.
Yeah,
like,
it's a good restaurant.
The next time I go there, I feel like I'm just going to get wings.
They had poutine.
It was so good. Yeah, the poutine was
deviled
also
eggs.
Excellent.
Mm.
Wings? Were the wings made out of pork?
No, they're made out of chicken. They're chicken wings.
Yeah, I'm over chicken.
Oh, jeez.
Chicken's boring.
Well, then get the ribs. The ribs were phenomenal, too.
Sausage was good.
Maybe you should invite me
bad.
Next time, and then I can get the ribs.
Just want the meat.
Weren't That's you on right. a boat? How are you going to come out? On?
I got back yesterday afternoon.
We what were time? Already back. We were done by, like, one.
Our reservations were for 12:45.
Oh, okay. That's too early.
See?
It's a good thing I didn't invite you. You would have felt really, I'm like, ah, how am I? I'm going to miss this after all the buffet I ate this week.
Yeah.
Did you gain any weight? Did you get on a scale since getting back?
I haven't gotten on a scale, but I can see that I gained weight.
Hop on one right now. Let's go. Let's
where do you, where does it look like you gained weight to you?
Around my midsection.
Your belly weight?
Where I usually gain weight first.
All right. Maybe your preggers.
Oh.
You're a little unprotected fucking between sets?
It's actually, no.
Did King's X get it in?
There's like a 0.01% chance of me getting preggers.
They do have sex in the name.
King's X.
Yeah.
No, you nuke your eggs, right? You nuke your ovaries.
What?
Nuke?
You radiate them.
Is that true?
I don't radiate
By
them.
By tanning? Is that what you mean?
What do you mean radiate them?
I take a pill that destroys them.
Birth control is not radiation.
Birth control doesn't destroy your eggs, though.
It
tricks your body into thinking you had a pregnancy already.
Right.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Good thing I'm not a woman. That would have been enough.
It's the only thing separating you.
From being a woman?
Yes.
Did you really think that? That's what birth control pills did? Or were you thinking of something else?
No, I didn't really think that. I was just making a joke. Or attempting to make a joke. Say. It wasn't necessarily a joke because it wasn't really funny, but this is a whole different discussion here.
El Deuterino asks, would Noah get her tubes tied?
Mm.
Do you want to have babies eventually?
Yeah, eventually.
Of course she does.
I don't know that. I mean, let her answer.
I don't want to have, like, unnecessary surgery.
Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't.
But you do want to have kids.
Yes.
She'd just make the man get a vasectomy.
Oh.
Would you?
No.
Yeah, you would. After you pumped out a couple kids and you don't
I'll
want
anymore?
I'll
just go on birth control again.
But why would you want to do that when you could just be like, Jake, snip your cock.
Because
cock off.
Yeah, now you don't have to take pills anymore.
I would rather...
It's a very simple procedure.
Knives don't go around Jake's private area.
His dick will still work. It'll just shoot out dust instead of cum. It's fine.
Maybe I like cum.
Oh, this is a selfish thing. All right.
Well, wait, don't
is that,
you still cum?
What vasectomies do?
I thought you still
cum.
There's
come,
just
but
no
it's,
semen.
Yeah, there's no semen. I just thought it'd be funnier to say the dust came out.
No.
Oh, like confetti.
Yeah.
No. I don't want anything changed down there.
No.
64.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to plug the phone. 646-929-1357. The phone is plugged in.
I'm sorry, guys.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, when are you planning on having kids?
TikTok.
Yeah, really?
Whenever I have money, when I'm not in debt, hopefully in like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
Nice.
I don't know. How old am I? 30? I hope I by 35.
Okay.
All right.
Mark it down.
Don't your kids come out like tards or whatever if you do it that late?
No.
With all the weed she smokes there, that's probably a foregone conclusion.
No, it stunted her ovaries aging. So it's probably fine. Yeah.
I'm just saying that for a joke. Even if, like, I think at 40 is when that starts.
I think even older than that.
How many children do you want to have, ideally, Noah?
I don't know.
You haven't, as a woman, you haven't thought about this?
As a woman?
How many
as
times?
As a man, have you thought about
how many times? Yes! I want to have 7 children.
I was going to say, how many do you want Noah to have?
No, I can see you with 3 kids.
Yeah. No, not 3, 2. I want
to. Oh, aha! That's what you said.
Too much.
It really depends on how financially capable
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, I feel like if I would have 1 or 2. It was up to me.
Jake better get to promoting those fucking albums.
Yeah. Please buy Periphery albums for the sake of our future children.
Yeah. Or don't buy Periphery albums so she doesn't have to have kids.
Yeah. Shankletown, keep doing what you're doing.
What?
What?
I don't know. He's probably not buying any Periphery albums, and he doesn't want you to be with Jake. So there you go.
Somehow that works, I
guess.
Yeah,
I'm sure in his mind. In Maybe. My
have
mind.
A phone call.
Yeah, let's take a call. 661. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, brother. It's Jackie from Hammercourt.
Oh. Just in time.
Yep, just in time.
Thank
7
you for
children,
calling.
You got to be shitting me. What are you,
no,
Snow
I don't really
White?
Want to. What's that?
What are you, Snow White?
Ah,
one Rob is enough.
Well, that's the thing. I want them all to do my bidding.
And I would say he's more Snow Olive.
Definitely not white.
No. Where are you calling us from?
Well, currently, you know, same old shithole in Israel, but wife kicked me out of the house because it's fucking late now, and I made some disturbance, so I'm walking down the street right now.
Oh,
like 1:30 at night. Currently,
1:30 at night. Where
yeah,
are you in Israel?
Which streets are you walking down?
Tel Aviv era.
Chachin Street.
Actually, mostly side of Ramat Gan.
Oh.
Suburbans, so you can say.
Is that a good area, Noah? Noah
oh
here.
God.
She's also
so,
Israeli.
I guess you probably know.
You are
you
in
good era, in your opinion?
Are you in Dizengov?
No, I'm talking about the suburban era. Not that kind of an era. Area. Much worse. Snoop Nebrak, if you're familiar with that.
Yes. Is there
I'm pretty sure that listeners don't give a shit about where I'm calling from. So it doesn't matter.
This is like Sid with the Indiana comments.
Come on, this is perfect. I love this.
What kind of salad do you like to order from Aroma?
Oh, come on.
We were just talking about salads earlier.
I don't eat this, come on. No, man, would you pay fucking $10 for a salad?
Well, I don't like Aroma because they've expanded so much, and now they're in America. They're in New York, too.
Wait, are we talking about Aroma Cafe?
Yeah, even Rob knows
It's in Israel?
Yeah.
Here's the real question. The real question is, did you ever take a broad behind the Wailing Wall and bang her out?
Oh, we're getting to the thick of it now.
Oh, that's fucked up. As I just told you, my wife kicked me out of the house because I made a call. Do you really want me to answer that shit?
Oh, I don't mean that you... Oh, you're doing it now? I was saying, like, in your single days. Oh, we got some gossip here. Holy shit. All right, you don't have to answer that,
yeah.
But you could if you want.
Nah, I'm cool.
All right.
And here you were calling a metal podcast thinking you were going to talk about
a pedo podcast? Did you
say that too, actually?
I have duty in my mouth.
She's all flustered.
She just thought it was TMZ.
646-929-1357 if you want to ask Yakir a question from Hammer Cult. So what's the metal scene like in Israel?
Pretty shitty. It's pretty shitty. We're talking about like, hey, I'm dead serious here. It's shooting. It's pretty shitty. Talking about like very few bands that are dead serious. So most of them are pretty much, you know, very immature bands, and there are not much places you can tour. Let's think about it, right? I'm an American band. I can tour from Chicago to Orlando. I can go to Jersey and New York. If I'm a European band, let's say I'm living in Germany, I can go ahead. Drive all the way to Poland, to the Czech Republic. It doesn't matter. Get in the van and tour. If you're an Israeli band, where are you going to fucking tour? Lebanon?
So why are you in a band?
Suria sounds like a good touring option.
Why even do it then? There's nowhere to tour. How do you make it?
Oh, you gotta go. You gotta come abroad. First of all, why am I doing this? Come on, it's in our blood. Come on, why are you doing this fucking radio show, man? It's in our blood. We do that because this is what we do. That's what we do, man.
Rob,
and seriously,
you gotta go abroad.
There's no other chances. So for your question, the Israeli metal scene is pretty shitty.
Well, the thing about the metal scene in Israel, it's like they have the metal clubs, and then there's the other kinds of clubs, and there's a big barbed wire fence between all of them. So, like, people never get to go.
They can't really do bar hopping.
Isn't there just...
fence hopping.
Mostly, you know what? The thing is that, like, the people who are listening to us right now, they believe that shit. That's how fucked up it is.
That's
why
I say
that
very
shit.
Matter-of-factly.
Well, a lot of our listeners have actually never interacted.
Right now.
What was that?
They think I'm riding a camel as I'm speaking to you right now.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a different stereotype.
That's the other side of it.
You're riding
a tank right now.
Yeah.
But a lot of our listeners call in and tell us that they've never talked to Jews before.
Yes.
All four of us are Jews.
We are the pipeline to Judaism for our audience.
And we're from Brooklyn, New York, and I think all of us grew up in a neighborhood that was predominantly Jewish.
Yeah.
But more like Orthodox.
Yeah.
I feel very sorry for you guys.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, thank you. We've suffered enough.
Now,
it's like the Holocaust.
I do for you because I know how it is. No, I'm just kidding.
So here,
but, I tell you,
go ahead.
Jewish people here are different than the Jewish people in abroad. It's kind of a different mentality.
How is it different?
You can go to. I think Noah can back me up here. You can go two ways. It can only be very religious, so you can be like, yeah, you're born Jews, they're going to cut your dick when you're fucking little, and that's it, you're Jew.
Which one are you of the two?
I'm the one who got his dick cut when he was eight days old, and that's it. But the other guys, you know, the guys who actually they live it as a way of life. Those guys are praying and saying all that shit day and night, and sometimes they don't even work. So there are two ways to look at that. In Israel, it's quite different.
Interesting.
It's not the business comical Jew as you see in Hollywood.
Right. Now, here in New York, we have Jerusalem 2 pizza. In Jerusalem, do they have just Jerusalem 1 pizza?
Is that the original?
Jerusalem pizza? Does that exist?
That's a good I got to check it out. I don't know.
You got to go to Jerusalem and be like, where's the Jerusalem pizza?
Why does he have to say
that? You only go to Jerusalem once a year. You can only do like one, two shows a year in Jerusalem.
Oh, why is that?
You can actually play shows at Jerusalem.
Why? Because there's only one club, that supports metal in Jerusalem, like a really serious one. And every time you drive to Jerusalem, you're just, all right, we did the gig, like, let's get the fuck out of here. That's how it is.
When you go on stage, do you rub a mezuzah before, before you come on stage?
Actually, I have a kind of a fucked up ritual before I go on stage.
Really?
I start doing Ric Flair, woo! Every time to get the adrenaline pump.
Really?
Sounds like a great ritual. Wow. Can we explain what a mezuzah is to our non-Jews?
Come on, I don't want
to
listen to this show.
No, let's do it. It's a little mini
Torah. It's a Torah.
You put on your door for good luck, right?
It's like a prayer. It's not a Torah.
Oh, okay.
It's a piece of the Torah. It's supposed to be from a real Torah. I guess they just sit there ripping up Torahs.
I do that joke.
Sounds fun. Do you ever get your tzitzits tangled up with your guitar string? When you're on stage.
I feel like such tits are those wacky sideburns that you have.
I'm
messing it up. Right, that's a pass.
That's a payoff.
Oh, you just messed up Darren's next joke. Damn you.
You did.
Shouldn't have explained it. I should have just said it.
Oh. I'm a terrible Jew, in case you haven't figured out. So is Ric Flair your favorite wrestler of all time?
Most likely, you know. Maybe him or Freddie Blassie, maybe.
Freddie Blassie? Wow.
Freddie Blassie, man. All the way.
What's your favorite Freddie Blassie match?
Freddie Blassie, Ricky Dawson, he did the Japan deal. Like, when he kicked ass, like everyone in Japan, and then the favorite match is my favorite match of Freddie Blassie is with Ricky Dozen's crazy match. This guy is biting the shit out of those guys. We're talking about in the 50s. Who did that kind of shit? That's like years, decades before the ECW stuff. And he's blazing all over the ring. That's crazy.
Freddie Blassie, the original hardcore wrestler. Say.
Freddie Blassie is the original hardcore wrestler.
He was not always classy, apparently.
And who's your favorite wrestler?
Excuse me?
Your modern wrestler, like a wrestler now.
Goldberg?
I haven't watched the brand like the recent.
Oh, you see, you just watched
7-8 years, but I really like Kurt Angle because he's like technically is like probably one of the best technically wise.
Yeah.
Wow, he's in Israel. I think he thinks that Ric Flair is a current wrestler. Like they get the old
yeah,
episodes.
It takes a while before.
Still watches Nitro.
Yeah, he's waiting to see who wins the Crockett Cup.
I love the Nitro.
Like five people in the broadcast actually understand what you're talking about.
Oh,
Crockett
no.
Cup.
We have quite a lot of hardcore wrestling fans in our audience.
But you gotta be fucking cool.
I prefer doing references that only people.
You gotta YouTube some Crockett Cup videos. Mm.
I wish that Philip Seymour Hoffman had lived long enough to play the role of Ric Flair in a movie.
No, that would have
he had the hair.
That would have been
he
good
had movie. The hair and he had the belly. He had the belly of Ric Flair.
Exactly.
Old age, you know.
I think he would have had to lose some gut. Ric Flair was at, he was like
he, so, you know, he had many shit that Ric used to do, the coke and all that
yeah.
kind of shit. Probably perfect.
I feel like
I
Ric Flair was like a good athlete, but he had no muscle tone. Like
yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you look back to like early 80s photos, he's a little more toned up, but yeah.
Yeah, but he always used to have those sacky tits.
Yeah.
He's a steroid guy, clearly.
Yeah.
He spends as much on other vices.
I still remember a promo that Steiner cut on him back in 98 when Steiner said, Ric Flair, you should have taken that money you got of WCW and fixed your stinking crooked teeth.
I wholeheartedly support that statement.
I hope
Steiner was the best.
I cut a promo on Rob one time saying I wish he had spent his serious money on the same thing.
Womp womp. And now you can't.
Damn it.
Ow.
I couldn't follow that up.
So how often does like a big metal band, like a Lamb of God or maybe even Metallica, how often do they come through Israel? How often do you get big metal shows?
Or how
Metallica once in a decade. They played here like in 2010. Then before that, it was like 99. And before that was like 93. So Metallica
like
once in a decade.
They're like scared.
Yeah, and they... Like Metallica, I think the last show they did here was a total fail. Like the draw was like, let's say they thought they can, the promoter thought about they can bring 50,000, and the draw was like almost 10,000.
Oh my god!
Last time
I was
like a huge ass soccer stadium, and it was like the soccer stadium was like with a capacity of like 50,000, you can only get 8,000 inside. It was like, the fuck. And you know, at the end of the day, what happened is he sold like the cheap Jew. Yeah, I said it on the motherfucking radio. Cheap Jew. The cheap Jew promoter used to. I'm
cheap
curious,
Jew,
and I'm a Jew actually.
Oh.
I can say that. Like black people drop the N bomb. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not politically here. So anyway, this guy sold like shekels. Now, no, I can tell you how much it is. I believe we're talking. What? $150 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow,
he's like,
$100 a ticket.
Yeah, he wasn't able to sell all of them. So the people who got in line actually got a free ticket, got free entrance, only to impact the place, or at least get more people inside. The band won't get invented because of the production failed. So yeah, that's what happened. So Metallica once a decade, Lamb of God, I think, like the video like twice, I think.
But still, more people saw that show than saw Through the Never, I think.
Have Disturbed ever played?
I'll be honest, I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it, and God is my witness, I don't think I'll watch it ever in my life.
You're in the Holy Land.
I still haven't
listened to God if you're lying.
I still have, and
It's honestly, I thought the movie was good. It's really well mixed, really, really well shot. So.
You just only look at cinematography, though.
I think. What kind of praise is that for a movie? Oh, it was really well mixed.
Well, it's
yeah.
a concert. It's a concert film. Like,
well, I'm not. First of all, time out. I'm not saying you're wrong to do that. I wasn't being critical. I just feel like you are more into the being a web designer and all that. You're into how things look and stuff.
It sounds a bit condescending coming from you, Darren.
Really?
How did you? Yeah.
I remember the day when it was still coming out and you had seen it and we did the live read that episode. You shit all over the movie. I feel like the further we've gotten away from the live read, the more Rob's liked the movie.
He always said the concert footage was good, but the story was
retarded.
Yeah,
the story is pointless.
But he didn't care about the story. Right. But that's like a huge part of the movie, though.
Yeah.
True. It's half the it's a third of the movie.
Listen, if you're really into good mixing, check it out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, probably don't bother.
Mm-hmm. If you love Metallica, definitely check it out. Sure.
So if you like good mixing, watch the movie. Watch a movie for mixing. That's kind of lame.
Listen to the soundtrack, I guess. You don't even have to watch it.
No. Or just put on Master of Puppets.
Fair point.
Metallica once in a decade. Lamb of God once in a decade. Striper every week plays there.
Striper every week, man. With the Bible. Throwing the Bible at us.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of people there for Lamb of God?
Lamb of God, I think they had like a good draw. Maybe 3,000, I think. It was a good draw.
Did he push anyone
maybe
off
more.
Stage?
No, come on. Come on.
He pushed them with a tank.
Stop it.
Hey, I think the entire deal with Randy and the guy in Czech Republic, I think it was a work. That's what
really?
I think. I think it was like, I'm serious. I think it was a work.
It was all an angle. They killed a young man.
Maybe he's not really dead.
They faked his death.
If you quote me on this one, the motherfucking guy, like, he pushed him off the fucking stage, he killed him, and he got away with it. Now, Tim Lambesis, that cocksucker, wanted to kill his wife, and he still did shit. So, I don't know. I think it was an angle.
That's what I'm saying. He should have hired Randy Bly to kill his wife. She'd be dead.
Oh, Randy should have hired Tim to do the work.
Exactly. Nobody would have done. Chat wants to know if Randy pushed anyone off the wheeling
right
wall.
Thank you, chat.
Tim is just a serious kid right now. You know, we're talking about steroids made me do it. Steroids made me do it. That's the biggest piece of shit I ever heard in my life.
It's such a lie. It's just such a cop out.
It's the biggest lie. It's like
He would just pick up a knife and do it himself.
Right. Steroids made me get in a car, go to a Barnes & Noble,
that's the thing, like,
meet
steroids,
up with a hitman.
It'll
like,
give
what?
You like episodes of rage, but not like calculated planning, and then a few days later you're still into it and you show up.
Yeah.
Like,
in fact, it'll probably ruin your calculated planning, if anything.
The funniest thing is earlier this week, there were court documents that surfaced online, like that detailed the entire ordeal.
Oh, my God.
And... so the first time he met with basically his steroid dealer, they didn't outright say it, but that's what they were suggesting. And he showed up with his new girlfriend, and he's like, go inside, honey. We got to talk about some cars. And then the second time he met up with the hitman at a bookstore, again, he brought his girlfriend, and he's like, we're going to talk about mixed martial arts. Stay in the car. Why are you bringing this girl?
What a fun relationship they must have had. She
just
hung out with him and waited around while he talked about cars and
MMA. I feel like that's a total typical, no offense, no, I don't think like that's what you have with Jake, but like, there's so many, I see this all the time where like a rock star will have a girlfriend that's just basically his toy that like just...
Fuck
buddy. Just like clings on to him, has no life of
her
own.
Well, there was a lot of time during the cruise where Jake was just like, hang out outside. No, I'm going to go in the buttfuck room and talk about cars with people. Just you hang out here, right?
Well, bands have a lot of downtime, so if there's a girl around, that's how they can pass time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
are there any Hammer Cult groupies that go in the other room while you talk about matzah?
We are all like talking about matzah. We are all like with a study girlfriend or a wife, so that doesn't really matter. Even though we've seen some fucked up shit on the road, but not out here. This is a good fucking... No, of course not. On touring, mostly in Europe. Here is a good story. We were opening for Malevolent Creation in Netherlands.
Uh-huh.
And there was this ugly skank. I swear to God. She was like 60 years old. I'll be honest with you. That's fucking disgusting. She had no teeth. She looks like a fucking gremlin. Anyway, after the show, you know, Phil from 11 is a good guy. He's a head case. He's mental, right? And after the show, you know, she came into the backstage. I have no fucking idea how. And she got all over Phil and started to hug him and kiss him and started to putting her tongue inside. And we're talking about a 60-year-old hag. And she barely speak English, like something like "Phil, I love you long time." Kind of a fucked up shit. And he's screaming at me, "Help me, brother, help me!" And the only thing that I can do is I took out my iPhone and took pictures of that shit because it was like I can't miss that stuff. So
I thought you were gonna say you fucked her. Get her off of him.
Nah, I'm just a fucking 80-year-old hag.
But just
so
for the team,
where are these pictures?
My iPhone. I can actually send it to you, but I don't think Phil will like it.
Post it on a Metal
Please
Injection.
Please email it to Robert at metalinjection.net.
They're on hagtubetube.com.
And listeners, if any of you have pictures of a 60-year-old woman fucking someone, email that to Rob as well. You get a nice collection.
I'll make sure to post it on isanyonehag.com.
It's Rob's new Tumblr.
All right. Well,
thank you so much for hanging out with us.
The Chaim.
We got to play Moshiach. Oh, yeah. Can you tell us what's going on in the song? Can you translate?
Here, just listen in really close.
Are you ready?
Go.
Moshiach, Moshiach,
oh, you want Moshiach. The gibberish part, right?
Well, hold on.
Yeah, the gibberish.
All right, here it is.
What a hot band.
So we found this song a few months ago. We've been dying to know what the fuck the guy's saying.
Yeah.
Can you translate that?
And can you also play that before each of your sets from
now? Well, one thing at a time.
Yeah. First, can you translate?
Gotta work them over.
Actually, if you listen to our cover, like, except we did the cover of Faster the Shark, we played actually that on the intro. It says like Messiah, but.
Yeah, we got
song.
That part, but the part where he's gibberish, yeah.
The chachening.
Something like, please come, you're the savior, bullshit.
Oh. bullshit. Now, what do we have to give you in order to cover that song in a live
We
show?
Need like a metal cover of it.
Or just a studio version.
Yeah, if you could send it to us. I mean, it would be so much
studio
promotion.
Version with a video of me with my underwear doing that shit. I'll send it to you for the same address of the 60-year-old lady fucking an old guy or something like that.
All right. Yeah, well, no, for real, though, we're going to send you the YouTube link to that song, and you send back a metal version.
You got my word on it.
Oh, right, that's great.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
The new Hammer Cult album, Steel Crusher. Hold on a second. Steel Crusher, it's going to be – it's out now on Sonic Attack SBV. We want to play a track from the album. What's your favorite track that we should play right now as we let you go? What do you think?
Probably Metal Rules Tonight.
Metal Rules Tonight. It definitely does. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, calling us all the way from Israel. Get home safe.
Yeah.
Tell your wife.
Toda raba.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you later. You care. All right, that was Yakir from Hammer Cult.
Fantastic.
That was great.
Can we have him be like a regular correspondent?
He kind of sounded like Shlomo if Shlomo wasn't deaf in one ear and had Asperger's.
And he left you all our obscure wrestling references and everything. That guy was great. Like, I want him to call in maybe like once a month, once every other month, just to make sure he hasn't died from like terrorist attacks or whatever, and just give us an update. I think that he was great.
All right, well, let's play some Hammer Cult right now. Metal rules. We'll be right back.
house.
Yes, Mr. Watkins, sir.
Say my name. Say Ian.
Yes, Ian.
Well, I'll put you in the fucking box again.
No, not the box. Yes, you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
We'll be right fucking back, you three-year-old whore.
We'll be right back. Not my back again.
This is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the metal injection studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha.
What am I waiting for? Come take me with you.
You're listening to the show that Kerry King of Slayer plays on his iPod whenever he's not busy watching Schindler's List. Backwards. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Just when you thought it was over. Just when you thought we were done. Just when you thought it was safe. Man. There's a whole second hour left to go. Let's return to the Metal Injection.
Appropriate amount of effort that they should put in for collaboration with Ja Rule.
Yeah.
There was a B-side to this. I don't know if you ever...
Huh?
You never heard this? This is Ja Rule and Metallica, the B-side.
Oh.
I think this is a remix, though. This is a piano remix.
Why you coming home?
Yes! It's pretty good.
I See love the way Ja Rule sounds on this track.
Metallica!
This is after Ja Rule had his jail time. Had other priorities.
Sing it, Rob. Oh, Rob, go ahead.
So five in the morning. Something's going on. Can I smell your drink? Don't it like a fool. Cause that ain't
so
true.
So into it.
Let me smell your drink.
5 o'clock and you creeping.
Then there's the Megan Mullally, Nick Offerman cover of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty fantastic. But you do me like that.
I went to see Nick Offerman, that show.
Did they do Smell Your
Dick? No, I was disappointed. I thought that was like they pulled that out at every show.
Were you like chanting for it during like...
No, some people did. No, it wasn't like that, but somebody yelled out and that they should play that in the audience, though, at one point. He ignored it.
No.
They didn't even. They weren't even there. It was just all him and this other guy, one guy that opened for him. They weren't on the stage.
No. Lead the bitches at home.
He just basically did spoken word for about 90 minutes.
Was it good?
It was, like, amusing. It was like a New Yorker cartoon rather than a, gut-busting.
Very sartorial?
Yeah. It was like a witty... Witty humor.
I'm not sure you know what that word means.
That means to do with clothing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's not what I meant at all. All right.
I thought it was half sarcastic, half satirical.
Editorial is about clothes.
Half satirical, half editorial. That's what it is.
Satyricon?
That's a black metal band.
Yeah.
Also, I find myself not finding New Yorker cartoons even amusing.
I think it's like a
1 out of 5. I'll do
how
like
often
a,
are you looking at New Yorker cartoons?
When I was in a doctor's office.
Rob
waiting,
has a lot of free time.
And there was like a stack
of just browsing highlights.
There's
come on. Do you, Rob? Do you?
He thought it was a highlight.
The thing
he
is,
was looking through New York.
The thing is, I'm like, where's Goofus and Gallus?
Wait,
no. What's all the hoopla with this here New Yorker? And then I'm like, oh, it's mostly text. I guess I'll just
not a good mix.
I'll skip through to the comics. They're like, that's not funny.
The New Yorker's mixed very well, though.
Yeah.
Good mix. Good line height.
Not funny at all, but
good line
great.
Height. Good topography.
It's justified very well.
Not even typography, but topography.
Topography. That's how the
pros
say.
That's the study of Topanga from Boy Meets World. Topography.
It's one of the bands that was on the Prague Cruise, wasn't it? Topangraphy?
Yep.
They were right after Tony McAlpine.
They said that you sounded like the So Cold in the D woman.
Rob.
You're so cold in the D.
Oh. Let's see. Oops. Wait a minute.
It's so cold in the D.
Yeah.
That sounds like Rob.
Yeah.
It's so cold in the rain.
Is she your sister from another mister?
Maybe. Oh, we got a call.
All right.
Is that someone from the D?
Hello, caller. Private caller, I think.
Yeah, hi. It's Josh from Wales.
Oh, Josh. Long time no speak.
How are you?
Ahoy, matey.
Yeah. I was kind of embarrassed after the cynic thing.
No
one knew.
To be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
Paul Masvidal doesn't listen.
Good.
So what's going on, Josh?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call in.
Are you going to Soundwave?
I did a few things. I'm in Wales, and that's in Australia. So,
oh, I'm an idiot.
No.
Right.
So you still can, what, you can't buy a fucking plane ticket?
Yes, he's going to pay $6,000.
It costs around $1,000, so...
Now, see, this was Rob's intention. He said something stupid on purpose so you wouldn't still feel bad about the cynic call.
Yeah!
Now he's the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a great guy.
What did you say? What was that other word you said?
I have a great grape.
Oh, I thought there was something else derogatory. You're
the grape ape.
I thought he said you're a gay great guy. That sounded like...
I'm pretty happy.
That as well.
So, yeah, did you have questions?
Well, not really a question, but did you guys hear that Heroes is sort of being rebooted?
Mm-hmm. That's a question.
I did hear, pretty sure.
Heroes was a show a few years ago that was great for...
That was great.
One season.
It was great for...
Like three-fourths of a season?
Yeah, I feel everything up
season.
To the last 15 minutes of the season finale was
I
great.
Agree.
And then from that point on, it was forever totally terrible. Awful. Yeah. So I have no interest.
I agree.
What is is it really a reboot or isn't it just a similar show?
I think it's called Heroes Reborn.
But I'm thinking
Reborn. Yeah.
And they're saying we're going to get some of the original cast
and
back.
I think
implying.
It's the original showrunner.
Well,
yeah.
can I just interrupt here and just say that didn't they do this already with the third season of this show?
Yeah.
They said the third season is going to
and
be...
And fourth.
Yeah.
This is NBC, though. This is what they do.
This is how desperate they are for content. Yeah. This show is so fucking shitty that the creator of the show said, I'm going to continue to do this show, but it's going to be nothing like the first two. Don't worry. I know it was shitty, but we're going to do it differently now. And they did do it differently, but it was even worse.
Yeah.
And then it finally got canceled. Now they're going to reboot it again. But it'll be nothing like that.
Noah, did you watch Heroes?
And I'm not going to after this review.
Yeah.
No. Terrible. Really, it was a great concept.
It had, definitely had a lot of potential, and it had me very excited. But quickly, that faded.
It should have been a miniseries.
Yeah.
With a definite, definitive ending instead of... They just dragged it out.
Oh, well, that's what they said this thing is. This thing is just a miniseries. A 14-episode, self-contained...
I'll probably be a dummy and watch it.
I will not.
But I'll be disappointed.
Yeah. If they all air and then all of a sudden people are like, oh, my God, that was great, then I'll go back and watch it, but I will not watch it until
you mean
somebody
that was
else
great.
Vouches. That, too.
And that show was on when Lost was still good, before that went off the rails.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, well, they're trying to be Lost, you know.
I'm so angry that I gave so much of my time to Lost. I'm still not over it.
I have a mixed feelings about that because I feel like the parts of it that were great, it was just worth it.
Yeah,
just
for
to
those
watch.
Moments of like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You don't lose that. They can't take that away with a bad ending.
But the ending was... I always, like, every now and then I run into someone that never saw Lost... And they're thinking about watching it.
I always tell them,
I've never seen Lost.
No, I tell them, what'd you say?
I've never seen Lost.
All right, here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you what I tell people, is that you should pretend that the show got canceled after 5 seasons, and that it has a cliffhanger, and that's how it ended.
I think that it's a different experience if you don't have to wait week to week, if you're not... waiting the year between seasons with like theories and speculation kind of like guiding your mind into like, oh, this is what should happen. Uh-huh. If you just watch it blank, I think it'll be fine.
I disagree.
And in fact, I've talked to friends who've watched it without like following the
mythology.
And they were just like, oh, it was great. It was fine.
I disagree. I think that it is so incoherent.
So absurd,
it's so incoherent that it's almost not even fucking watchable.
And
the last season,
your friend's
That's
praise
what I meant,
sort
also.
Of says it all. The fact that they said, oh, it was fine. All
right.
There were moments during the series where you thought this was going to be like a transcendent, like, all-time great show. Right. And that somebody could watch the whole thing and be like, yeah, it was fine. That's a letdown.
Yeah, it's clear from watching it at the end, after everything's revealed, that they had no idea what they were doing.
And
yeah.
they've admitted as
Which
much.
Which was so
too.
Frustrating.
More or less. No, but they haven't really admitted it. They just said it doesn't matter. They basically said they were planning that all along.
In Alan Sepinwall's book, he talks to some people that worked on Lost, and they basically say that,
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that.
We didn't have a plan.
Well, duh.
Season to season. Yeah.
They wrote it on the back of a fucking napkin.
Yeah.
From season to season, they didn't have a plan?
I feel like they had, like, signposts of, you know, what they were going to do in the immediate future.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Like, there was no ending ever in mind.
And it's just, it's like when you procrastinate in school. You're like, I'll finish that paper eventually because I sort of have to.
Yep.
And then eventually comes and you're like, oh, crap, I still haven't written that paper. I got to do something.
Except the paper in school doesn't have a 3-year deadline when they say they're going to end the show. Oh, so awful. The show makes me so mad. Almost like Steve Harvey.
Oh my God!
But
God.
At least, at least Lost once was good. Steve Harvey was never good.
Yeah,
the Steve Harvey Show
was never good.
Kings of Comedy?
No, awful.
What
the
was
original
the
Kings
of Comedy? Cedric the Entertainer's in that though.
Yeah,
I
know
Bernie Mac.
Wasn't
I'm saying
also,
just Steve Harvey's part.
Wasn't Steve Harvey on some like sitcom?
The Steve Harvey Show.
Oh.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah. No,
I say that because it's a complete ripoff of Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
That one had Sinbad, right?
No,
that's no.
Mark Curry. Mark Curry.
Oh,
I always used to get that mixed up.
Sinbad had a sitcom called Sinbad. It was on Fox.
Sinbad's really funny. I know he gets a lot. He's like the Black Carrot Top. He gets a lot of shit from
too much heat.
But he's
funny. He's a ginger. He's a black ginger. So the Carrot Top comparison is actually appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that, like, a hack or anything.
No.
I think he's good family-friendly.
If you go back and watch his monologue from when he hosted Saturday Night Live in, like, the late 80s, early 90s, it's not bad. It was a good monologue.
By the way, Capsburger says I was stuck in the hospital for a massive blood draw.
Oh, no.
And they had the TV tuned into fucking Steve Harvey.
Yep.
I was praying for Darren to come and save me.
Doesn't he live in, like, Norway or something?
I wish. Yeah, well, maybe.
Why do they play the
there?
Steve Harvey Show in Norway?
Oh, good point. Really? That's a good point.
It's the only way people in Norway know that black people exist.
Steve Harvey is they must be the most racist country in the world.
Probably
if
are.
Steve Harvey is the representative of black people.
Yeah.
Norway, if anyone in Norway is listening besides Kasperger, black people are nothing like Steve Harvey.
Some of them are.
He's very few. He is just an asshole. He's not representative of black people.
Yeah, some of them are like Ja Rule.
Yes. Love everybody despite Steve Harvey. That's my message to the audience.
I wish we could somehow get Steve on the show.
Fuck him. Why, he has enough exposure.
Yeah.
Everybody said, fuck you, Steve.
So, Josh, is it summer where you are?
Definitely not. We're in the sort of middle of the storm. Windy as shit outside.
He's in Wales.
I know, Rob.
It's the same hemisphere, for God's sake. What the fuck?
Not Brazil.
There is Wales.
Wait, Josh. Which way does the toilet water?
Oh.
When you flush?
Hey, Josh, throw another shrimp on the babby for us. Any kangaroo walking outside your window?
Never. Dingo ate me, baby.
In Wales. Wales, Australia. Maybe he's thinking of New South Wales.
Yeah.
Is that
that's what I was thinking of.
So the toilet goes which way?
The regular way.
Hey, Josh, that's not a knife. That's a knife.
How you going?
How you going?
It's weird that you actually say that. It sounds so much like Ian Watkins.
Hello.
Who is actually Welsh. So it all makes sense. See, Rob was right all along.
Hello, it's a Doolittle. I want to teach you manners.
Oh, fuck.
Got isolated laughing now, too. We'll put them all together in a chorus, like an audio studio audience. Kasperger, whale. Just plays out. Get the fuck down.
Fuck.
Woo. Wow. My face hurts. From laughing.
Mine too, Rob. Mine too.
Summer.
You're just wearing shorts.
Yeah. It's 9 fucking degrees out, Wales.
All those palm trees.
And by the way, even in summer, it's fucking nasty weather in Wales. Come on.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Then why even stay in Wales?
Good question.
He's from
no
there.
No answer.
Born and raised in Wales?
Unfortunately so.
Are you near Cardiff?
About 2 hours away.
2 hours? That Wales is that big?
Yeah.
Big fucking. No, it's very small.
So then why are you 2 hours away from Cardiff?
It's a big... There's a lot of mountains. Mountains and grass.
Okay. Oh, but so I mean like driving, not walking.
Yeah, you gotta drive around the mountain.
Yeah. Driving 2 hours.
They have cars there where you are?
He's got a donkey cart.
Yeah. I mean, it's mainly tractors. But yeah, we had some cars.
You ride a donkey?
It would really be 4.5 minutes if you could walk through the mountains.
No, it's
just in
the kangaroo.
Yeah. Time the kangaroo down, Wales. Time the kangaroo down.
If he ties the kangaroo down, he's not going to get to Cardiff. We need to get him to Cardiff. That's where the big time is.
So do you know Mel Gibson? He's from Wales, right?
Nicole Kidman? How's she doing?
Also Australia.
Bushwhacker Luke?
Wales.
Wales. There's Wales everywhere. You're in SeaWorld.
Well, that was great. Thank you so much for the laughs. We're going to let you go. We'll put you on hold.
No problem. Okay. Thanks. Okay. See you guys.
No. He doesn't deserve a
one. Do they say one in Wales?
Yeah, how do you say one in Australian? No. Let's go to 203.
Hello.
Hello.
It's first Colin of all, is again.
Is it summer where you are?
Yeah.
It's not summer. It's frickin' winter.
Okay.
Which way does the toilet water rotate when you flush?
I have no fucking clue.
Okay.
Go check.
All right, that's all.
646-929-1357.
Could I share a hilarious livecast listener Twitter interaction that I saw this week that I emailed to Rob? Remember, I don't remember if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I was talking about how bad Nina's Twitter is.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she tweets out, Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, Jim Morrison to appear on postage stamps. Mm-hmm. And our listener Eggers replies, he says, so what you're saying is they finally made it. Nina then replies, some stamps have been made, others are still in the process of being approved or rejected as well as re-released.
What is she, CNPing the news about stamps?
She works for the USPS.
But she just she didn't get his joke because she's Nina. It's so cute.
Jeez, why don't you marry her, Sid?
They finally made it. She's still figuring out this whole Twitter thing. She tweets a lot, though.
What are some other highlights?
Let's see. Give me a moment.
But she does sound like a bot.
Yeah. You're right. It's weird.
Is it summer where she lives?
It's always summer down there.
Can you ask her?
I'm not.
Can you tweet at her?
No.
If it's summer where you live, give us a call. 646-929-1357. Phone number to dial.
Hey, baby, want a blowjob?
Whoa.
That's what you'll hear when you call. 646.
Or maybe this.
Vampiro! Vampiro!
Johnny Cash postage stamps, hashtag USPS.
That's does what? She work for the Postal Service or something?
Maybe she's trying to get a job there.
Let's see. Zed promoting H&M.
What?
Zed is a band. It's top 40. Lana Del Rey working with the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach on new album Ultraviolence.
So she's like a news service.
Yeah. Happy birthday to the legendary Kurt Cobain. He would have been 47 years old today.
Jeez, really? That's old.
Best of luck to Frankie Muniz and to the remaining members of Kingsfoil.
So Kurt Cobain's like the same age as Metallica, members of Metallica?
Metallica's are they're 50. Yeah.
They're not much older. James 50 on the nose, 50?
Yeah, or 51 now.
Best wishes to CeeLo now that he's officially leaving The Voice. She was holding back on the best wishes. While he was on The Voice, he could go fuck himself. Now, though, she's willing to give him the best wishes. Congrats to Pete Wentz and his girlfriend.
Oh, for what?
I don't know. There's a Facebook link to click. I'm not...
They won at bingo. They went to the bingo hall.
Oh, yeah. This kudos to Ellen Page for being so brave and coming out to the public, because nobody knew that Ellen Page was gay.
Next week is congrats to Rob for learning where Wales is.
But Rob, 30 minutes from now, Rob's going to forget all over again, so I don't know that we should congratulate him yet.
It's in Australia, right?
Yes.
She'll only hear the podcast, and it'll be frozen in time that he remembers, and then by the time the tweet goes up, forget it. Literally.
Good stuff. Let's talk about Jonathan Davis for a second.
Oh, that idiot.
The
I didn't have any internet, so I haven't really been keeping up with metal news.
The frontman of Korn.
Get ready for more liberal commentary from Metal Injection.
We have new listeners. We should explain who Korn is.
He was on the Alex Jones show on InfoWars, which is amazing, Alex. Like, I sincerely am impressed at the empire that Alex Jones has built with InfoWars.
Jealous?
In a way,
I admire. First of all, it looks legit. It doesn't look like it's just, you know, somebody in his bedroom, although it basically is.
It's kind of, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's kind of like Stalin in a way. Like, I feel like I don't agree with any of his philosophy, but like, just to command that much power, I would use it for good, but I'm impressed that he was able to do all that.
Yeah.
What percentage of Metal Injection junkies are also Alex Jones people? What's the,
you know,
overall?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say, but there's definitely more than you would think.
They are very vocal, I would say.
Yeah.
They're probably a minority.
I think it's a minority. They're just so angry that they feel the need to speak up.
Yes.
And then what I noticed was initially there was a rush of, like, when I wrote about this, I wrote about it with a mocking tone, not necessarily saying what Jonathan Davis was saying was completely wrong. I was just saying the specific things that he was saying are so dumb and, like,
yes,
just totally don't make sense in the grand scheme of things, that he's just making himself look like a moron.
Well, what I said to you in the IMs was that, well, here's the genius of Alex Jones, I feel, is that he takes something that's legitimate and something else that's legitimate and puts them together and makes conclusions that are completely retarded. In other words, it's a normal statement to say, like, let's say the Bush administration was negligent about 9/11, and the Bush administration is full of crooks and liars. And then you put them together and you wind up with George Bush put C4 into WTC7, which is retarded. So the same thing with Jonathan Davis. He says that what was the exact thing?
Okay, so he said,
let's recap it.
Okay. For a long time, I've been into what's going on with our country.
Yes.
The way you say, like, oh, I've really been into Black Sabbath lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
for a long time.
For a long time, I've been. I don't necessarily consider myself a political person, but over the years I've seen what's been going on, and it's time to do something about what's going on with our country and the system and everything that's going on.
And by do something, I mean write on the internet about it.
Yeah.
It seems really sad that everyone's so asleep and oblivious, which... Sheep!
Yes, mindless sheep.
So oblivious. To the fact that the country uses the media to capture people's attention or take away from the fact of what's going on with our country.
Mm-hmm.
It really freaked me out when the whole Miley Cyrus thing was going on. And when that went down, Barack passed that new law that he can imprison anyone he wants, and he doesn't have to charge them, and he can keep them as long as he wants.
All right, can we stop there, please? First of all, what is the Miley Cyrus thing? She shook her ass on TV?
It's basically like the MTV thing where she kissed whoever.
So that's the only time anyone ever did something sexually suggestive.
Right. And then the way he's suggesting that perhaps Obama, like, staged that, like, hey, Miley, do something crazy.
She was in the Oval Office.
Yeah, so that you can get all the media attention, and then the media won't focus on that. Meanwhile, the media could give it. Like, the media is there for ratings. The Miley Cyrus thing was controversial,
mm-hmm.
so it got ratings, so they're going to cover it. Nobody cares about Obama passing a law as much as they should care. It's definitely a big deal.
Well,
it's not going to get him ratings.
Is that he wishes people would care.
No, he goes on into depth
saying
she's an agent.
He's basically saying that Obama is purposely making the media or whatever. Yeah.
Well, that was my point. It's a valid point to say that the CNN covers ridiculous shit because they're profit-driven.
Right.
And they only
they
care about
ask.
Making money. And it's legitimate to say that Obama is doing a lot of shady crap. But to combine the two and say that Obama directed her to go on TV and twerk,
yeah,
it's just idiotic.
Also, if Obama is arresting you, does that mean that he gets to carry around a pair of handcuffs? Oh.
What?
Are you saying that Obama is arresting people?
He's definitely not. I gave you praise for that other joke. I'm going to have to retract.
Are you an S&M fantasy with the president? Is that what's going on?
Hold on. Here's some good stuff. Here's one. I think this country was founded and based in the beginning and set up for us to have revolutions when we don't like our government and what our government has done.
Even if we voted for that government.
Yeah. And taking away all of our privacy and all things going on with the drones. I mean, everything. It's a scary time. And someone's got to do it in our position. Someone's got to speak out to the younger audience.
In our position of being a washed-up band that doesn't have a younger audience anymore.
Here's a great quote. Big Brother is alive and well. I mean, you're looking at me on my camera phone.
What? Big Brother's alive and well. How's Fieldy doing? Is he all right?
I think we've already got cameras everywhere. You can't tell me there's no back door for everybody to see so that the powers can see what we're doing and watch us at all times.
Yes, can we see your back door again?
They can watch you. Think about what he's saying. They can look at you through your fucking camera phone.
It's like 1984.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
But also, why?
Take it apart and look at it.
Who cares? Like, who cares if they, like, what are they going to do?
Well, if that was true, I'd be very upset by it. I don't want them looking through my phone. But it's not true.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, he's saying they can see you through your phone.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be terrible. Yeah. You don't care about that?
No, I mean, I don't necessarily want that to happen.
I think it would be an abomination.
Yeah. An abomination?
Yeah, an abomination. No, but it's not true. It's the point.
But no, but my point is, okay, like, even if they had that technology, why would they be sitting there going, hey, I wonder what Darren's doing right now.
I wonder what Jonathan Davis is doing.
Let me see. Is he still not successful? Yep.
The guys in the NSA, they're letting all the terrorists run across the border, and they're looking at Fieldy and Jonathan Davis.
Oh, look,
Davis.
He's at Chick-fil-A with Aaron Lewis of Stained. These guys are living the life.
With Stabbing Westward.
Yeah. Oh, leave Stabbing Westward out of it. That band was great. That's completely unrelated.
Fine. Incubus.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, they were terrible. Stabbing Westward, extremely underrated. One of my first concerts.
Here's where he totally invalidates himself. He's an Illuminati puppet. It just doesn't make sense, the whole thing.
So wait, so he's pulling the strings, someone's pulling
his? He called him a dictator. He says nobody cares what's going on behind closed doors, and when Obama makes all these crazy laws that take away more and more of our privacy, it'll make him more of a dictator. Then he says he's an Illuminati puppet. It doesn't make sense. The guy comes out of nowhere. Meanwhile, he was a senator for 3 terms, and then all the community state senator. Yeah, but still. It just didn't make sense to me. And to top it off, I'm not really a political person. I don't know much about it.
No shit.
I'm just worried about my privacy.
He's also an Anunnaki lizard man.
If you're so worried about your privacy, get off the fucking radio. Just go live your life. Shut the fuck up.
This is America. We're supposed to be the land of the free, and it's becoming a police state.
And?
Way to grasp at that relevancy, Jonathan Davis.
Well, I do.
Well, this is all based on that new music video that he did, where it's about all of it. Like,
there's a music video.
The new Korn video has
There's a new Korn video.
There's Korn still?
Korn still exists.
Isn't there an expiration date?
So the video is like political imagery intercut with like Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber. To be like a social.
It's probably
comment.
Like the people like that. If I put them in my video, they'll like me too, right?
Yeah.
Because they won't return my calls.
Well, he's won over our commenters.
The top comment from Wake Up.
Wake up, sheeple.
I like how the person who wrote the article is taking attention away from what Mr. Davis is saying.
Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis is right on, and people need to be a little more aware of the current state of operations within our own government.
Was this written by the lead singer of Edema?
No, I don't think so.
Shitty bands all stick together.
The guy who wrote this is still asleep with his head up his ass.
Well, that's true. I will be
the first in line to let the country that we all love fall into the power of big government.
Keep waiting for that to happen. One day.
Finally, somebody, the second step is not letting Alex Jones make money off the people creating overly sensationalized paranoia. Thank
Rob.
You. Sorry. Well, the thing about Alex Jones is brilliant. He has this whole store.
Oh, my God.
The InfoWars shop.
That store is great.
And it's amazing because, like, he's totally taken paranoia to the next level. He sells, first of all, he sells organic coffee.
Yeah.
And then a survival kit, a four-week food supply of, like...
What kind of food?
Let's see.
Duty donuts.
Mountain Man granola.
What? No, what's
I want
that?
One. I want
Mountain
one for my
Man.
Birthday. For my birthday.
Powdered milk, apple orchard oatmeal, creamy chicken Alfredo, Liberty Bell potato soup.
I don't like chicken and cheese.
Creamy beef stroganoff.
Wasn't it also like how you can avoid irradiating, like get rid of irradiation in your body or something? There was something
Yeah, there was other. Yeah, there's other like paranoia things. Like, let's see here.
There's
a dash cam. Obvious.
How
there's
much?
A power box, a pedal power generator.
How much for the dash cam?
Let's see.
It's also they had
$99.95. It's on sale.
Ooh,
how do
what? From what
is it? Oh, I'm sorry.
From $129.95.
Oh, it's a bargain.
There's a ton of like penis pills on there.
Oh yeah, that's the best
what?
Thing. It's
what?
Like
right when you go to the store,
the
it hits
top
you in
the
of
face. The page is like these herbal supplements. These Alex Jones.
Oh,
there's
no.
Survival Shield.
Because the reason
then
that your penis don't work is the government.
Super.
It's not your own. Not the fact that you're 300 pounds.
Because they put fluoride in the water.
There's
this is how Jonathan
vitality.
Davis got into Alex Jones, right? He was just looking for dick pills. He's like, oh, there's a whole ideology behind this, and I get a boner. This is awesome. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you for backing me up.
When I spoke to Dr. Edward Group about formulating my male vitality formula.
What accent is this?
My terrible Alex Jones accent.
Yeah, let me read it. Is he really claiming to have said this?
Yeah.
As men age, they may often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, sexual drive, and overall wellness. Super male vitality can assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and has been used by Alex Jones. No, he's not saying it.
No.
9/11, 9/11, 9/11.
So how?
And your cell phone gives you cancer.
Oh no! Damn it!
And chemtrails. Thank you, Chad.
So what else did Jonathan Davis say?
Just Obama's a dictator. You know the usual.
It's funny because it used to be that all day he would dream about sex, but now it's conspiracies. he's finally grown up.
Adidak.
That's the new version.
If you're Jonathan Davis and you're listening, give us a call, 646-929-1357. Got a few minutes left in the show. Noah, remember any other funny stories from the cruise?
No. None of my stories were funny.
Oh.
We're
Don't
good.
Sell yourself short. You're a funny person.
Mm-mm.
Were there any European dudes in Speedos? Like a ball hanging out?
Yes.
See, that's funny. Describe the ball.
No, I didn't see any balls. I just saw guys in Speedos.
Did you take pictures?
And lots of Dream Theater tattoos.
Why do you have a grossed out face when you say that? Don't you like that band?
I don't know. I just thought it was a lame tattoo. Like, as a tattoo, it was lame.
So any Dream Theater tattoo would be lame, or just the ones that these particular guys had?
Some of them just look like really bad tattoos, but they were done in like the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, they probably were.
Yeah, all right.
Any other band tattoos that we wouldn't expect?
Or
like that are obscure and ridiculous to have a tattoo of? Other than Dream Theater?
We're getting
no
offered cinnamon swirls.
It's distracting. No, I'm going to have dinner soon. I can't have a cinnamon swirl.
What are you
swirl.
Having for dinner?
Some meatloaf.
Ugh. I'm not a fan of meatloaf.
You're not invited.
How do you make your own meatloaf?
That's a personal question, Noah.
All day Rob dreams about meatloaf. Gonna slather it in catsup.
going to be,
like a dry
barbecue sauce.
Sriracha.
What are you going to have on the side?
Some
Brussels sprouts.
Green beans.
Ew.
Some fried potatoes.
The green beans have fluoride in them. They're radiated.
Between the two of you, you're like trying to ruin my appetite here. Ew, meatloaf, ew, green beans.
And that's the plan, isn't it?
Do you guys work for the government? Are you working for this dictatorship?
We know
what trying to take away my dinners?
Are you going
to
have a side of dictators? Fried?
Rob loves just dictators. Regular taters.
Just the regular taters.
Because then Rob walks around hungry, and then he forgets to update the site, and all hell breaks loose.
Someone called Metal Injection a bunch of liberal as clowns.
Yes.
You are as liberal as clowns. Liberal as clowns. I think he meant liberal ass clowns.
Liberal as
but
clowns.
Liberal as clowns.
That's a good band name.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the show title.
How does Frank Godla feel about this? Is he also a liberal as clown?
Yeah, sure.
Or is
sure.
it just you and you taint him?
Well, he's definitely not a conservative.
Just because he's vegan doesn't
no,
mean
No, I've heard him rant against conservatives pretty frequently.
But I feel he's a little conspiracy-ish. No?
I don't know that.
No, I don't
know.
I've never heard it anyway.
He's not a political person.
Nick is.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Angry Nick.
Nick is like Alex Jones is a plant who is there to distract from the real... Like
Alex Jones also works for the government.
He says that Alex Jones makes conspiracy theories look stupid. On purpose, like he's there to discredit them because he's a big dumb buffoon.
Funny enough, I once met
I
Nick.
I think Nick can call in and say if I'm
I
wrong,
once met Nick at an Alex Jones gathering.
What?
What?
Oh, you met him?
Like after,
him
yeah, like after he attended like an Alex Jones rally.
I would have gone to see it.
Oh, it was so creepy just even meeting him there after and just like weird.
By the way, your fan base now is going to think we're in on the 9/11 and stuff because we're downing Alex Jones.
And we live in New York. It's possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. None of us died. We're all here, so clearly.
And we're Jews.
Well.
We might be in the Mossad.
Or at least we want them to think we're Jews.
That's true.
It's you can't, cover.
Don't trust anything here on the show, really.
Yeah.
Ja Rule, Metallica, I made all that up.
Though Noah did have duty lips earlier tonight. That much is 100% guaranteed. There were pictures, but she deleted them off of Rob's phone.
Yeah.
We had duty lip and duty tooth photos. Do you still have any of them? Or
that
them?
Was all deleted.
That was just for my close friends.
But then you deleted it, so what? It's not even for us. It's
okay,
just gone.
Live in the moment.
Hmm. But there's no more duty.
Okay. There's always going to be duty.
Chocolate Croissant 95 says, Rob loves Frank's taint. What is that's like?
What?
A,
what?
That's like
oh, because I said he taints Frank with his liberalism,
and
so.
Frank liberalizes him with his taint.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
Makes sense. I can see it.
Hmm.
Actually, I'd rather not see it. It's probably.
Right,
I bet he has a hairy taint.
Who?
Frank.
Why you say that?
He's a hairy dude.
Is he?
Isn't he?
I don't think so.
He's hairy, right?
He has hair, sure.
Yeah. I've never seen him without a shirt or anything.
Rob, have you ever seen him shirtless?
I've never seen his taint.
Very defensive sounding.
Who's hairier, Rob or Frank?
Rob?
I think I'm hairier.
By a lot or is it close?
It's close.
Is it because you have more surface area?
It's probably it. It's probably it.
Yeah.
The chat would like to know if we can call up Carol and ask about her problem.
I don't have her number.
I don't think, I think we did.
How's your taint, Sid?
My taint's fine. It's a little sore. I wipe a lot when I poop. Ooh. But I mean,
you wipe your taint?
Yeah.
Do you wipe
just
with
all over the place?
Oh man, what are those pads with the witch hazel?
Tux.
Tux. Do you use Tux medicated?
No.
For your taint?
No.
Darren, how about you? Taint update?
It's fairly stable, I would say.
Fairly stable taint. I'll take
no
it.
No disturbances.
I mean, I won't take
when
it.
When you fell, did you? Was there any taint bruising? Or is the taint intact?
Isn't it
the taint
to...
was fine. There
the
was no taint.
Was intact?
Yeah.
I feel like...
An intact taint.
My wiping never comes in contact with taint there, though. That's not. That's like a separate issue.
Yeah.
I wipe down. I don't
wipe
up.
Oh, okay.
I have bad wiping form.
Wiping down means which way?
Towards
the
taint.
Oh.
Yeah. Towards the balls.
Towards the balls, yeah.
With
I
your
wipe
hand
towards
behind
the balls.
You or with your hand going in
behind.
The front?
I, no, I go in through the front
I don't do
and
that.
Wipe up.
Oh, no.
You do?
Yeah. Is that weird? I don't know.
I go the other way.
There's, like, lots of hurt.
Yeah, well, I'm talented.
You like, to give your balls a little massage.
Yeah, it's a little excuse to be like, hey, how do you doing,
rest,
guys?
Do your balls rest on your wrist?
There's some contact.
Little wrist action.
I wouldn't say they rest. I go around the balls.
Wow, how much room do you have down there?
What do you mean?
It's a wide gap.
Or how flexible is your hand?
Yeah. I don't know. I never thought about it. I didn't think that was weird.
That's
why
we're here.
He wears one of those carpal tunnel wrist guards so he doesn't hurt himself.
It's not complicated. I mean, you could try it next time.
Wait, on Darren.
I'm the only one that goes in through the front.
Sometimes I do, but I don't have anything hanging there.
Well, it's not. I mean, my cock is not the size of the Belt Parkway. I mean.
Go on this expressway, maybe? At least.
It sits to the side, and I go in. What's so difficult?
It knows.
You'd have to have a fucking horse cock for that to be an issue. Wouldn't you? Am I missing something?
I mean, your butthole is aligned with the rest of you, so, you know, in order to
get in. But then I have
to
get up.
Darren's
I don't want to get up with
off center.
I don't want to get up with shit dripping from my ass. I want my ass attached to the seat while I'm wiping.
No, I can't.
Why would shit drip? I don't know. It's just.
I mean, all right, maybe
if you're pushing it out.
It might be a paranoid issue. I don't know, but I feel like.
No, but if you stand up, you know, your cheeks close and
something can drop.
Poop, right, exactly, and poop can.
You don't
want to
risk
over.
It. You don't want to risk it.
I don't want to lift up until.
But it's
going
to drop in the toilet.
Maybe on the seat. Maybe in slightly in front
splash.
Of
it.
Yeah. No, splashing is bad.
He wouldn't if he had a big enough turd dangling out of his ass that it would make a splash. He'd know, and
he
wouldn't
get
up.
Attention.
There could be a remnant, you know.
I suppose, but it wouldn't be that big that it would splash.
Don't you ever get skin
marks?
Or
what if it was dense? It was small but dense. It would splash.
I don't know. I don't think it would splash.
Love Songs in the Key of Gore Grind says, "Isn't there a risk of things getting dirtier from the front?" I think if you're a woman, right?
No,
because you can get some.
You
well,
want
if,
duty in
if you wipe towards your front,
yeah.
but
I don't,
you go in through the front and you wipe towards your back,
you ever get duty?
No, I go towards the front.
You ever dislocate a shoulder?
I go towards the front. I don't see how you could push to the back if you're doing it from the front. That'd be weird.
Yeah,
it just seems like a non-natural motion.
You might like trip over yourself. And
it's a
fall.
Very progressive move.
All right, my hat's off to you.
Yeah, I learned it on the cruise.
In the buttfuck room.
I don't, but no, to answer the question, I don't have any kind of fecal buildup on the balls or anything. I think it might be valid for a woman to going towards the front might be bad because you have an open hole there.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. But I don't do that.
I'm very meticulous about that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, another A-plus show.
See, I was right. Yeah. At the beginning of the show, I said we have a great show, and it was...
I've laughed my ass off.
Marina and Rachel walked into the studio while we were talking about our fecal exploits, and they just, like, right in the second of us wiping, they walk in.
No, they walked in on the Alex Jones part.
Oh, is that right?
We segued into the feces.
Sorry, that was when I saw you walk in.
So, yeah, we'll be back next week with a brand new episode.
Any guests?
I'm working on something. I don't want to announce it yet, but we might have a guest. I'm waiting for a confirmation.
Is it Jonathan Davis?
Yes. Nice. No. It's not Jonathan Davis.
Is it Fieldy?
Oh. Probably more doable.
Still alive.
Alex Jones.
Oh, Alex. Yeah, definitely.
Could you get a Fieldy interview and then he gets on the line and we're just like, hey, Fieldy, how have you been? And he answers that question and then we just hang up on him. Just like, verify he's still alive and doing all right and that's all we need.
Hey, Fieldy, doing good?
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
All right, thanks.
What color is your Yankee hat right now? All right, thank you. Talk to you later.
I like it.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Do we have a song?
Yes, we do. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Obama. Dear God. Lie, lie, lie. I'm sad for you.
The New World Order, I've analyzed it from every angle.
God help you, fool.
I'm trying to save you, you idiot! And they've said they'll release biological weapons, race-specific weapons to control populations. Does are elephants, do elephant bulls fight with each other? I'm being the devilish marijuana. Hi, I'm the devil. Hello. What are you, some kind of homo? Can you believe the racism of this cracker? Son, I mean, this is two-year-old level information to understand. I'm sorry, it's just ridiculous. Okay.